faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Fellas and girls, don't ever get the idea there's nothing you can do to help win this war. Just because you can't join the Army or Navy doesn't mean that you can't be part of this big fight to preserve the American way of life. No, sir, not at all. There is one big, important thing you can do, and I'm going to tell you about that right now. You see, aside from the fact that we can't all be soldiers, sailors, or Marines because we're too young or too old or something, it's necessary for a good many of us to stay right here where we are. As a matter of fact, Uncle Sam says that for every man in the armed forces, there must be 11 people back home to keep them well supplied and to see that everything runs smoothly. It's sort of like, well, like a civilian army that cooperates with the armed forces to help win the war. And that's where you come in, you and I, for we're all members of this civilian army. And the best way we can help our boys at the front is to buy war-saving stamps and bonds and buy them regularly. How does that help? Well, let me tell you. It helps our government to finance the war. It helps to buy the guns and the tanks and planes and all the other things the Army, Navy, and Marines need to knock out the Japs and the Nazis. For instance, every time you buy a 10-cent war-saving stamp, your dime will pay for 5 bullets. And every 5 10-cent stamps buys enough fuel oil to carry a destroyer a full mile. So you see how important it is for you to buy a war-saving stamp every time you've got a dime. See if you can't get mother or dad to give you a dime every day or every other day with which to buy war-saving stamps. Talk about this with all your friends. Ask them to buy war-saving stamps regularly. Ask your mother and your dad and all your neighbors and relatives to sign Minuteman pledges. Do all you can to build up the sale of war-saving stamps and bonds. And that's what you can do to help win this war.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Clark Kent and his companions in adventure, editor Perry White, Lois Lane, and Jimmy Olsen, are now at a hunting lodge in the vast wilderness of the Hudson Bay region of northern Canada, attempting to solve the mystery of the Headless Indian, an apparition that has slowly been driving Sebastian Beauvais, owner of the lodge, out of his mind. Kent knows that Niles Graham, who is also staying at the lodge, is none other than the Laffer, a sinister character who, for some strange reason, has vowed to do away with Perry White and his friends. Matters are now in a very crucial state. Kent, as Superman, is on his way to an outpost of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police at Lake Minto, carrying Editor White, who was desperately injured in a fight with a grizzly bear and needs immediate medical attention. In the meantime, the Laffer has been pretending to teach Lois how to use a rifle. As our last episode ended, he had persuaded the girl reporter to stand in one spot while he disappeared into the woods. Some 50 yards away, he stopped, raised his rifle to his shoulder, and took careful aim at the unsuspecting girl. The situation is tense. What can possibly save Lois? Listen.
Well, Superman, wherever you may be, here's one of your friends that won't get away. Now then, to get her carefully lined up the sight of my rifle placed just over her heart. So. And now to pull the trigger. This time I cannot miss. Now then.
Oh, my eyes. My eyes. The gun exploded.
Oh. It's
this way, Miss Lane. Over here.
I'm coming. Mr. Graham.
Help me. Help
Mr.
me.
Mr. Graham. Your face.
The rifle exploded in my face. Get me to the lodge.
How, Mr. Graham? I can't carry you.
You've got to help me. You've got to. I've got to get back to the lodge.
See if you can get to your feet. I can't possibly lift you alone.
I can try.
That's it. There, I'll try to support you as much as I can, but you'll have to walk by yourself.
I can't see.
I can't see.
I'll lead you. So long as you keep on your feet, we're all right. Do you think you can reach the lodge?
I must reach the lodge.
I won't leave you. We'd better hurry. It's beginning to snow.
Snow? Yes, you're right. It'll turn to a blizzard in no time. You may lose the trail. Let us go. Hurry.
Lois and the Laffer struggle on through the forest. Hours later, frozen with cold, blinded by a raging blizzard, the Laffer stumbles and falls to his knees in the snow.
I can't go any further. We must stop here, Miss Lane.
All right. All right.
Miss Lane.
Yes.
You're lost.
No, I'm not. I...
Oh, come, admit it. Admit it.
Yes, I am. I've tried to keep it from you. You were right. This is a blizzard. I can't see 10 feet ahead of me. I'm afraid I've lost the trail. I think I lost it hours ago. I've just been walking in the... Stop laughing like that.
I'm sorry. I'm in pain. You must know that.
You've got to pull yourself together if we're ever going to reach the lodge.
Yes. I can't. I will.
It's getting dark. It's almost twilight.
Keep going. Keep going. The lodge may be...
Get up. Please, Mr. Graham, won't you please get up? We've got to go on. We've just got to. We'll be frozen to death if we stay here. What can I do with him? What can I do to make him... You've got to get to your feet. We've got to keep going. We may reach the lodge any minute now.
It's dark, isn't it? It's night now, isn't it?
Yes, but I've just been moving forward anyhow. I think I'm going in the right direction.
No, you're not. You're lost, Miss Lane. We're both lost. We haven't a chance.
Oh, don't say that. I've got to get you back to the lodge. I can't let you die. I've got to get you back. You're too nice a person, Mr. Graham. You're too fine. It wasn't your fault that the gun exploded. Why are you laughing that way? Why do you always laugh?
I'm known as the Laugher.
The Laugher? That's a strange name.
I'm known as that because I'll always find something to laugh at. I shall even laugh at my own death.
You talk so strangely.
Strangely? Your friend Superman would understand.
Superman? What's he got to do with it?
Listen to me. What do you think I was aiming at when the rifle exploded in my face?
I don't know. You probably saw an animal.
Yes, I saw an animal. A human animal. You.
It's me. I don't understand.
I was going to kill you, Miss Lane. But the bullet exploded in the rifle chamber.
You're going to kill me?
Yes. I didn't want you and your friends to come to Sebastian Beauvais' lodge. It was important to keep you away. When, thanks to Superman, you succeeded. I tried to do away with Perry White. And failed. And failed because of Superman again. I tried to kill you this morning.
That's horrible. I thought you were...
You thought I was a nice person. A fine person. Well, now you know I'm not.
What you were doesn't matter. You're a human being, and I've got to save you if I can.
I'm not concerned about myself. I'm worried about you.
Me?
Don't you understand? I can't go any further. You'll have to go on by yourself. You'll be alone. Alone in the middle of a forest. in a raging blizzard.
Well, what of it? I'll make the lodge somehow. I will make it, you hear? I will.
As Lois starts to make her way toward the hunting lodge alone, Superman, carrying Perry White in his arms, arrives at the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Station at Lake Minto.
This must be the Mountie Station. Thank heaven there's the plane waiting down at the float. They'll have Mr. White in Ottawa in no time at all.
Hold there. What can I do? Well, what in the... Mac, who are you and where'd you get that costume?
Never mind that. This man is Perry White. He was badly mauled by a bear at Sebastian Beauvais' hunting lodge. He must be flown to Ottawa at once.
Well, now, wait a minute. I was just talking to Beauvais a few minutes ago.
I know that.
He said he was about to start on a two-day dog sled trip to bring White here. And now you show up wearing a blue suit and a red cape and a... I just don't get it, mister.
Well, that's unimportant. The important thing is to get White into that plane and started for the hospital in Ottawa.
Well, the plane's ready, and I'm ready to start right now.
Here.
Let me help you carry him down to the float.
I don't need any help. Go ahead.
All right. Looks like dirty weather ahead for flying. There's a blizzard coming from the north in the direction you just came.
I flew through several snow flurries.
Huh?
The blizzard is probably broken in the country near the hunting lodge.
I sure wish I knew you got that guy down here in such a hurry. Listen. If you could get him here so quick, why don't you take him on to Ottawa?
Because I've got to get back to Beauvais' hunting lodge as quickly as I can. Things may be happening up there that'll need my help.
Yeah, what things?
Never mind. Please, let's get White into that plane.
Okay. I'll get up into the plane myself, and you can hand him up.
Never mind that. I'll just leap up into the plane with him myself.
Well, you've got to climb up. You can't step up. That door's a good 6 feet off the ground.
Well, that's hardly a step for Superman.
You leaped right into the air. You're standing in the doorway of the plane.
That's right. Come on, get up here yourself and get the plane started.
Okay, but I must be going out of my mind. This just doesn't make sense. All right. Is White comfortable?
He'll be all right. Get started. I'll wait till you do.
All right.
Okay, I'll leave you now. I have other work to do. You want to reach Ottawa before the storm catches up with you?
Don't worry. I'll get White there, okay?
Good luck. To get back to the hunting lodge. I've got a feeling something is wrong. But what it can be, I don't know. Up! Up! And away!
Taking off from the mounted station, Superman wings his way back toward the hunting lodge, a vague feeling of unrest telling him something is wrong. Will he arrive in time to save Lois? Be sure to listen tomorrow, for it may bring us the solution to the mystery of the Headless Indian. And listen every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow the adventures of Superman.
Did you ever stop to think why American machine gun crews make such good scores in their battles against the Japs and the Nazis? Their teamwork, their super marksmanship, comes from practice. Practice every day until they can hit the bullseye practically every time. But that much practice eats up an awful lot of bullets. And that's just where you come in. You buy bullets for machine gunners every time you buy war stamps. 5 bullets for every 10-cent stamp. So get behind your team by buying stamps just as often as you can. Can you think of anything more exciting to buy for your dime than 5 .45 caliber bullets? 5 bullets for American soldiers to use in protecting your home from the Japs or the Nazis. So get going. Get your stamps today and every day.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. To leave tall buildings in a single bound.
Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is directed by George Lothar and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
This is Mutual.